It's Ember Saturday in the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. It is easy to find truth. It is hard to face it, and harder still to follow it. The only people who ever arrive at a knowledge of God are those who, when the door is opened, accept that truth and shoulder the responsibilities it brings. It requires more courage than brains to learn to know God. God is the most obvious fact of human experience, but accepting Him is one of the most arduous. Fulton Sheen. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. It is believed that Mary, like other mothers in those days, wrapped the infant Jesus in swaddling clothes. The divine child quietly offered this new humiliation to his heavenly Father. He saw prefigured in these bands the ropes with which he would be bound in the Garden of Gethsemane, even after he had given sinful humanity his celestial teaching, example, and miracles, and finally his own body in the sacrament of the Eucharist. He saw in them, too, the chains with which he would be secured to the pillar in order to be scourged in the praetorium of Pilate among the jeers and insults of the onlookers. He saw in them, finally, the cords with which, after having been condemned to the ignominious death of the cross, he would be tied while being led to the place of execution on Mount Calvary. Filled with infinite love for stricken humanity, the heart of the divine infant offered all this in advance to his Father in heaven. Are we making any effort to return such great love? Like Jesus, we are often obliged to endure both physical and moral anguish. Have we the resignation to offer it all to Jesus, or do we squander our opportunities in useless complaining or in acts of impatience and rebellion? We shall have to go on suffering anyway, but in the latter case, we may have to suffer even more, and shall lose all merit in the sight of God. Let us kneel down before the Holy Infant wrapped in his swaddling clothes, and let us promise to endure everything for his sake and in reparation for our sins. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. During the mystery of the Visitation, which we meditated upon yesterday, the Blessed Virgin sang her Magnificat. In this beautiful canticle, she reveals to us the depth of her soul. She has told us how she looked at God, at herself, and at the world. She shows God as the Master, the Lord, but also the Savior. She acknowledges the riches that are in her, but she refers them all to the glory of God and considers herself purely as His servant, even though she is His mother. Finally, she sees the world divided into two camps, showing us that there are only two possible paths to be taken here below. On one side, there are those who thirst for holiness, those who fear God, and those who are humble, little in their own eyes. On the other hand, there are the rich, that is to say, those who have no other goal in this life than to grow wealthy on the goods of this world, the impure, that is, those who let themselves be dominated by the passions of the flesh, and the prideful. Indeed, in the Magnificat, the Blessed Virgin draws a contrast between those who fear God and those whose heart is proud. Then she draws a contrast between the powerful and the humble, and finally between the hungry and the rich. Let us also, in this time of Advent, understand that there is not a third path between holiness and mediocrity, and let us not take a wrong path. Recalculating your route, says the GPS when we turn in the wrong direction. Let us to recalculate in the spiritual order. Let us not miss the final destination of our life, getting to heaven. Most Blessed Virgin Mary, you have given me very useful lessons with your Magnificat. Thou showest me that, to please God, I must not be content with leading a mediocre life, but I ought to protect and make fructify the treasure of grace which is in me.